Blog Talk Radio.
The show, you are now on the Trigger, episode 6. Name of today's show is Triggered by Billy Taylor's protest and the Michigan Green Party co-op. Thank you for listening in. I'm your host, Tony Smith. I want to thank everybody for listening in via Blog Talk, Pal Talk, Skype, YouTube, Periscope, Ustream, the other, also on Facebook. Want to thank all you guys for listening in. We definitely appreciate you guys listening in. Now, today's show is basically going to be about, the situation with Billy Taylor. He was an activist who was around during the Bernie campaign, and he helped, he did a lot for the Bernie campaign or what have you, and now people are giving him a bunch of crap because he's now does not support the Sanders campaign or Bernie Sanders at all. And in fact, he actually protested him, chained himself to the monument that Bernie was standing in front of with a bullhorn protesting Bernie's blatant support for this Russia propaganda. Now, if you even look in the meme reel that you guys got in front of you, you'll see that this is in fact the case as far as Bernie Sanders is concerned. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to with Billy Taylor and let him from his own words tell you why he was actually protesting Bernie Sanders. He also was on the Jimmy Dore show yesterday live, but Jimmy Dore set up a recording to which we could convert to audio and play it for you guys. So that's the situation. So he went on the Jimmy Dore show and pretty much said, you know, Bernie's pushing the Russia propaganda. And through this, and my, you know, Jimmy Dore, he kind of, I got a little bit more respect for Jimmy Dore in this regard because of the simple fact that he, you know, he went ahead and stood for what's right. You know what I mean? So. Regard. I certainly may say something that doesn't fit his narrative or would scare away his listening audience, which as a commentator or political analyst, someone who analyzes politics or, you know, political commentator, if that's what you want to call us, they generally should not care about if their audience stays or not. It is if you are speaking the truth. If you're speaking the truth, so it shouldn't matter. So that's the issue. So he went on Jimmy Dore. Jimmy Dore, want to give you props for letting him come on, letting Billy Taylor come on. Definitely appreciate that. So I want you guys to take a listen to his clip. This is him talking about why he was protesting. So let's see if we can listen.
Bernie Sanders' campaign, to even be speaking as openly as I am to him. So I'm going to be giving my resume. I'm going to give a brief explanation. I'd like to leave the majority of it to the interviews that are scheduled for tonight. Hey, guys, if you're just hopping on, I'll get started in a minute or so. I'm going to give you guys updates on interviews that are set up for this evening, the demonstration for tomorrow, why I'm doing this, I guess, a little bit. Understand how I want to move this for Bernie. I campaigned in multiple states. We opened up a campaign hub out of my shop for Bernie. Geez, what else? Black Men for Bernie. I worked with him in the very beginning. We used the fleet of Black Men for Bernie vans using. Hang on, let me swap this out so I don't see any comments. Sorry, guys. There we go. That's a lot better. Doing really guerrilla-style campaign tactics. We use those vans in targeted areas that the Sanders campaign did not, mainly in the ghettos and in minority areas, which were being completely overlooked. We had excellent results, better results. So from there, joined Movements for Bernie. Was one of the organizers that organized all the March for Bernie's out of Philadelphia. From there, I applied for permits for the DNC. I originally applied for one. While applying, I got wind that Bernie was looking to obtain permits, too. The light bulb went off. I went and applied for every permit possible just to get to Bernie. So I applied for so many permits. It was said that I owned the city of Philadelphia for one of the most highly anticipated political events in U.S. history. That event was expected one of the most violent. It turned out to be one of the most peaceful. I served as executive director of Philly.fyi. We held meetings with the city of Philadelphia to make sure that the protesters, not just Lord Bernie, but all protesters, had water, cooling stations, had, what else did we have? We had water resources, tents, cooling stations. You know, the city, we battled the city to have that. We all had all of our own. So that was, that event was expected to be when we occupied it turned out to be, I'm the guy that would go into those cities, pounding on the desk with all the city media demanding that they cater to the participants. So one of the things that Occupy Athena Park, we found out the walls, I'd always bring different lawyers to meetings. I threatened to put tens of thousands of people on the streets because I found out the walls, you can occupy the sidewalks with a 3-foot gap. If they didn't give us a park, because we applied for multiple parks, different parks, and they actually referred us to FDR Park. So we occupied that successfully. This is all for Bernie. I stopped any Hillary supporters, all Hillary, from coming to Philadelphia. Did you guys notice in Philadelphia there was any Hillary rallies? There was one by Hillary, and that was at Liberty Mall, and that was Hillary herself. As far as anybody that supported her, there was none. It was that guy. I sacrificed my business, my family, my finances, my freedom, my life. When I say my freedom and life, that's no joke. I had over 2-3 dozen lawyers willing to represent me pro bono because it was expected. If we were successful in Philadelphia, I was going to go to jail. And if we were really successful, I would have became one of them sad statistics of what our U.S. government has a history of doing. Meaning, I disappear. I accepted those. I realized, even at the low level that I was at, I realized the consequences of these actions, and I still followed through. So when it was someone like Bernie, yes, I do believe he threw us under the bus. I didn't say anything. In fact, I defended him for a year, year and a half after the primaries. I defended him. It wasn't until he started peddling the Russia propaganda, which is propaganda. Later on, during the interviews, I'm going to prove it's propaganda. I'm going to prove it. And one of the things is they're using that propaganda to and silence the voices for future elections so we cannot have the outcome that we did for Bernie Sanders. So basically, Bernie stepped up and was able to take advantage of what we can campaign for him for free, social media platforms. He is now promoting an agenda, Hillary agenda, that will stop that. So he was able to take care and take advantage of social media platforms, but he's going to promote it where no other candidate can. Come on. What else? Outside of that, I mean, also, when he says the Russian propaganda, you got to think they're using that as an excuse for the Democratic Party rigging the 2016 elections. So it's one thing that he doesn't say anything. He's completely silent. Because when they robbed him, they didn't only rob him. They didn't only rob the supporters of Bernie Sanders. They robbed all Americans of the rightful president. So everybody was robbed. Then it's one thing for Bernie Sanders to not come out and step up and say something about that, which that means the democracy of America is at threat. A man that's running for president, I'm just saying, he can't step up to have an actual democracy in America. He wants to lead this country and the people in it, and he won't even fight for it.
I just want you to know, Brother Billy, he's an establishment sheepdog. I don't know if you found this out yet, but you hang around us, you're going to find it out. But that's ultimately what the situation is. But let's continue.
That's one thing. But when he steps up and he starts promoting the Russia propaganda to dismiss the rigged election of 2016, the win that was against him, he's excusing it. He's giving never mind. Later on, there's two interviews.
Figure out because of my potty mouth. But that's who I am. And you're not going to censor me because you know, oh, you shouldn't cuss. Fuck you, okay? Excuse my language again. But and at least I have, because the reason why I'm even bringing that out during this Billy, because we're supposed to be dealing with the Billy thing, is that I get so much flack for that. And when you're at home, you cuss all the time. I just want to be real everywhere I go. I don't want to filter myself for people. But I do say, excuse me, I'm sorry, and I at least acknowledge that that's what I do. So I do apologize for the potty mouth, but let's continue.
Victor Tiffany, which is one of the founders of Burn Your Bus Movement. Hopefully...
Okay, now he hasn't, I don't believe, figured out that Victor Tiffany is one of the Democrat co-opters who is helping to co-opt the Greens to the Democrats to make the Greens the scapegoats of the Democrats. But we'll get him informed in that regard, though.
These individuals on these interviews will question me to the max and the fullest. I mean, come at me with everything. It's going to be a debate. I want, if something is able to be said, I want it to be said. One of the things I noticed in the progressive movement, we're so quick to dismiss each other's ideas and perspectives by labeling. You toss out a label, and it's like, yeah, we're dismissed. That we got to stop. We're going to make it anywhere. So we have to be open-minded to each other's perspectives and ideas to be able to advance from.
All for you burners initially, but what do? You spit in our face. So then what do? We bring the facts out and we get in your ass. And then you're like, oh, you're mean. Oh, I was going to go to the Greens, but you guys are so mean. Mean. Grow up. Aren't you at least 18? Frickin'. Let's continue.
Sure. So later on at 6:30 p.m., I believe it yet, at 6 o'clock p.m., I'll be doing an interview with Victor Tiffany, of the Burn Your Bus Movement. And then there's another one, which is Jeff Epstein. He was a Bernie delegate, and he's also part of the Media Brigade. So these are two individuals that were highly involved in the campaign of Bernie Sanders. Also, I want to let you guys know, Gary Fraser has reached out to me. He's from Camden. He was another lead of the Bernie movement. I was technically a lead of the Bernie movement. You have really four people that are heavily involved later on talking about this subject. Why am I doing this? Well, sometimes as an activist, things happen so organically, you have less than 24 hours to really respond to that. This is something that's really been bothering me lately as far as Bernie pushing the Russian propaganda. Then I get word that he's coming here on Friday to fill.
Okay, so, and that's good enough. I mean, so that's pretty much he's like, you know, telling you the whole situation. And he did a great job at it. You know what I mean? What it is people are beginning to wake up. When Bernie Sanders went too far when he went to that Russia propaganda. He went too far. You still had these people still supporting him who have networking skills and capabilities. So now you pissed them off now, Bernie. First you pissed off the ones who initially already figured you were a piece of shit, but we supported you anyway, left our parties, left our Jill Stein to come support your ass, and you ended up being a sheepdog, and we had less than a month to get Jill Stein on the ballot in 50 states. But we were able to get her on the ballot in 48 states when all we had was 22 states on the ballot. In 1 month's time, we got her on the ballot in 48 states. And then what'd you burners do? Y'all come over and vote for Jill, then you went right back to the oppressors. So this is excellent that Billy Taylor is standing up because he's one of you guys' leaders. And then when I look on Facebook, people are destroying him. All he's doing is showing everybody that these burners are no better than Hillary supporters. They're not awake. They're sleepwalkers. So that's that situation. Now, I want to show you guys something. Now, I've been hammering, if you guys seen on Facebook, I've been hammering the burners this week, if you've noticed, especially over the weekend. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was kicking their asses. And I got a lot of flack, too, in that regard. But what I wanted to do is I want to show you guys who Bernie Sanders truly is. Because I got kind of heated yesterday doing this. And I just came out and showed everybody that Bernie is freaking aligned with George Soros indirectly. And I bet everybody's like, what? Are you serious, Tony? What? Yeah. Okay, look up Zach Exley. Okay, I'm going to pull him up real quick. Zach X, E-X-L-E-Y, Zach Exley. Okay, let's look him up, see what he has done with his time. Okay. Zach Exley, born December 5th, 1969, is a political and technology consultant previously employed as the chief revenue officer from the Wikimedia Foundation is where it was from. He, before he worked at ThoughtWorks, a global IT consultancy, he is also co-founder and former president of the New Organizing Institute, a progressive political technology training organization. In August 2015, Exley joined the Bernie Sanders presidential campaign as a senior advisor responsible for digital communications. He is also currently a part of the Justice Democrats. He has also co-founded Brand New Congress. In 2004, he was the director of online communication and organization of John Kerry's presidential campaign, as well as Dennis Kucinich, according to British press reports. He directed internet operations for the UK Labour Party's re-election campaign in 2005. So this guy, look, Exley was also the organizing director at MoveOn.org during the group's campaign to prevent the Iraq war and during its controversial involvement with the Dean campaign. Because you know what Zach Exley is? He's the handler for all of the sheepdogs of the Democrat Party. And you know where he comes from? Zach Exley is a senior fellow at the Open Society Foundation. And do you know what the Open Society Foundation is? It is an organization founded and funded by George Soros. What it does is it gives seed money to all these organizations like the Progress for the New American Century, Media Matters, Media Consortium. I mean, the list is endless. And a lot of these independent media organizations, TYT, they've benefited from that Open Society Foundation indirectly through their organizations. So Zach X is the handler for the sheepdogs of the Democrat Party. And he is a senior fellow at the Open Society Foundation. Look it up. Google it. Because I know you guys don't duck, duck, go, but I would prefer if you really wanted to stick it to the online duopoly between Facebook and Google, duck, duck, go it. Get on MeWe a little more rather than Facebook. Stem it. Come on to Stem It, because we have a Stem It account. BitChute. Let's get away from these people who have sold out. Silicon Valley has definitely sold out to the neoliberal, oligarchic, imperialistic duopoly that controls our political system. So that's what you got. So Bernie Sanders, from the start, he signed a non-aggression pact with Hillary Clinton. You can find that in WikiLeaks. And his campaign, the person who made him available and known on the internet was Zach Exley. He oversaw that. And he's a senior fellow at the foundation that George Soros set up. That's what it is, brothers and sisters. So that's the situation. So I'm glad for Billy Taylor. Harsh Meds and Furious George had an interview last night on The Harsh Reality. So you can go to our Green News Network page on Facebook and check out that interview. That was a very powerful interview, and I recommend that everybody please go and take a listen to that interview. It's very powerful. So that's the situation. So Billy Taylor opened that dialogue so that because of his influence, Berners listened. He pissed them right off, which gave us an opening so that we can teach these Berners that they've been full of shit this whole time and they need to wake up. Because what's going on is 2018 is the herding. They're going to herd you back to the Democrat Party, and 25% of the Democrat Party or military or have some sort of experience as far as intelligence. It has always been the party of the manipulative landowners. It's always been the slave party. It never seems to. That bullshit about, oh, the Republicans and the Democrats flip. No, they bought out by both parties got bought out by the oligarchy. That's what happened. But the Democrats have always been the slave party. There's nothing. They tricked the black community to vote for them. The slave masters tricked the former slaves to stay politically involved with them. That's what happened. So, and I know that's harsh. You know, I know that kind of pisses people off to hear that kind of talk. But you have to get into reality, brothers and sisters. We have to. We can't continue to push bullshit narratives. We can't. Got to stand up for the truth. Now, let's move on. So that's the situation. So please support Bill Taylor. He's doing the right thing. Please don't heckle him and destroy what he's doing, because he's doing the right thing. Now, let's pivot to the Green Party, because now the Burners purge and going through their growing pains, the Green Party has a similar issue. In Michigan, California is being co-opted. California Green Party is being co-opted by Democrat operatives. One of them is named Eric Ryberg. He was a Demexiter. He was on TV during the convention. He was at the convention, and now he's a big green in California, and he's a co-opter. So I want to read this email to you guys, and then I've been getting hammered by Green saying, you better not support those people in Michigan. Are you a co-op? I have been accused of being a co-opter because we endorsed, at the Green News Network, endorsed Jennifer Curlin. And that's my little timer letting me know it's about 90 seconds left in regulation via Blog Talk. But we're going to continue on Facebook and on YouTube and on Periscope and on Ustream and, you know, all of our other places are going to continue. But on Blog Talk, in about 15 minutes or so, you guys aren't going to be able to hear the show, and it's going to go down. But we're still going to continue until we end it here on the other site. So we got about a minute left in regulation. You guys can call in if you want at 914-205-5327 and press the number 1 if you want to speak live. Or I don't think you even have to press the number 1 anymore. I think you can just come on to speak live. Let me take this call quick here, and then I want to go over this email with the Green Party. So I'll take this quick call, and then we'll go over the email. So 503-847, you're live on The Trigger. This is episode 6. You have the floor, and go.
Hey, can you hear me, Tony?
Yes, sir, I can hear you. Who's this, George?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
How you doing? Doing just fine, George. Glad you were able to make it to the show. What do you want to tell the listening audience?
Well, you know, I could address the Michigan if it's appropriate time, or chime in on that, or I can hold off.
Let me read the letter that I got, the email that I got, and then
okay.
From that point, then you can chime in on. So just hang tight. All right, brothers and sisters, George is going to chime in, but I just wanted to read this email quickly here. Dear all, I do not really want to, but I don't think I have a choice. I'm quitting the party. I've already told some of my closest allies in Michigan, but I will also make a statement on the national committee list before I go. Yesterday, the Zionist forces in the Green Party of Michigan had big win and nominated Jennifer V. Curlin as the party's gubernatorial candidate at our state convention. They also nominated a woman who phoned in her nomination to be her running mate. The entire thing was orchestrated and planned by Aaron Michael Fox, Sherry Wells, and shitter Lou Novak. They got Rev P. Pinckney to talk about unity in the Green Party and work together with people you can't work with. Bullshit. They got 28 people, I think that was the number, to vote for her. I've been the target of their wrath in now three separate attempts to expel me from the party. Aaron Michael Fox is very dangerous for the Green Party. He is on the CCC, and I thought I heard him make an announcement that he is the head of the CCC. Someone should check into that. Some of us, including Maria Spike, who is a dedicated peace activist and friend, Amy Smith, Green Party BDS activist, formerly of Ann Arbor, Michigan, now in California, is the most insightful person, is begging me not to quit. George Corsetti, founding member of GPM, Ellis Boyle, who is the real BDS activist, and Linda Najjar, and informational things about BDS. So basically, Curlin doesn't support BDS, and they've been attacking Greens who would not support her, and then, you know, basically did what David Cobb did and just stacked the convention with people who support their candidacies. Curlin, after a bunch of us directly asked her for months to answer the question if she supports BDS, and in the Green News Network chat, we did the same thing. We let her know. We went into, man, I went into some deep stuff about Israel because of this whole issue of BDS. And for anybody who doesn't know what BDS is, BDS is basically boycotting all products and services from Israel. That's basically what it is in a nutshell. And Bernie Sanders does not support it. And apparently, Curlin doesn't support it. And I know for a fact that Lou Novak is a goddamn co-opter. So for him to have his greasy little hands on this makes me understand that. As well as Marcia Squire, who also went independent earlier this year because she figured if I go independent, I could get more votes. But why the hell are you green now? It's because your people took over the damn party. That's my view. Our brother, George Hayduke, he's from the Pacific Greens. He helped spearhead the Green Party in the West. So he has a very good insight as far as Green Party politics, and he's going to give us his view on it. But that's ultimately my view. I think the party has been co-opted. We're waiting to see what Jennifer's going to say before we go all out war against her. We have endorsed her candidacy, as we did endorse Marcia Squire's candidacy, but we did retract our endorsement for Marcia Squire because we found that she was, in fact, a Democrat co-opter, and it's yet to be seen if Jennifer's won. Because we've been saying this for 2 years, brothers and sisters, haven't we, that the Green Party is being co-opted for the last 14 years. Myself, George, Joe, a lot of us have been fighting this. And it's gotten a little heated, but it just upsets me that we can't entrust our own. But they aren't our own because they're coming from the Democrat Party to co-opt us because they know we have a chance to take them out. So let's get George's take on it. George, are you there?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay, go right ahead, George. You can go ahead and tell our listening audience your view as far as the situation with Michigan Green Party and whatever else that you want to tell the listening audience. You have the floor, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, I would start out by saying that you're doing some great analysis of the Michigan situation. And, you know, this is a part of our complication, or makes it difficult, is that we are hearing, we read field reports, we hear these different state situations that are going on. We have friends on the ground. We have associates. We have Facebook associates that are giving us ground feeds and reports. And so it does make it difficult at times to know exactly what's happening, although it's not impossible. And as you point out, Jennifer Kerlin, we have directly vetted, and it's a vetting process. That's the term we use. It's vetting. And all candidates, if they want to run on the green ballot line, need to be critically vetted. That means, where did they come from? What is their political affiliation? How loyal or active are they in their state Green Party? These are very crucial things. Do they stand with the platform, the national platform, the state platform? And right out of the gate, I'm going to touch on BDS, because boycott, divest, and sanction against Israel is a crucial key part in the big picture of our foreign policy platform, which is extensive. And I don't understand why Kerlin has created this schism in her own state party. But this is something that we will not stand for, this kind of pivoting around this issue. This is a deal breaker in my book, from my perspective. BDS is critical, and we need to be strong on it. We need to stand with Palestine. And that's in our platform. We fought for years back and forth by different factions in the party on the national platform. And we are firm, and we're not going backwards. We're not going into some neutral gray area again. We're done. And just to be fair, now, Kerlin has directly been responding in the Green News Network executive chat. And she took 2 weeks out, said she wanted to write a paper. She came back with the paper and dropped it in, and she came up and she's proposing a four-state solution. And she goes on this paper about how she wants to resolve and create peace. And she says some things that I strongly disagree with, and I don't want to get into that on too much, just because we don't have enough time. But this is a real key thing with me for Kerlin. And if just the optics alone, I don't know exactly why she's doing this, or if she's completely funded and being co-opted, or if she's really has a legitimate desire to try to bring all the parties to the table, all involved in that horrific battle, genocide in the park. And if she's really, truly for peace, there is a chance there. There's other planks that are going to be overshadowed that I strongly support, because of this division that she has, it's created in Michigan. And we're seeing this roll out. If we don't address these issues, they fester like a tumor. We have to hit them straight on. And this is what I appreciate with the Green News Network and Tony's leadership, is that we have to address and hit these issues straight on. Now, briefly on Marcia Squire, I have some reservations about fully and completely rejecting her at this point in her personal time of crisis. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't continue to press her on where she stands and have her clarify. I'd like to see her in an interview. I'd love to see her through some of the Green News Network affiliates and satellite operators and journalists and indie investigators that we have involved. Let's give her a chance, and that's the one thing. She said some things that she videotaped when she addressed. She stands strongly against four. She is pro-BDS. She is a BDS supporter. She says that, states it in the address that she just recently posted. She did a selfie video, and that's very, very significant. She's asked questions from the room, which tells me that there is some thinking green brains in the room. So there's a little glimmer of hope, and I'm way on the West Coast, all right? Let's just be real with me. I'm not even – you're closer than I am, my friend. And I'm just reading the ground reports, and I'm reading what these candidates have said directly to me and what I've read from their posts. And so that's where I kind of come with the Marcia Squire dynamics. Now, I'd like to hear from Joe Manchek if he's around, because he feels differently about this, and we need to have a nuanced, balanced perspective, especially from our GNM board.
Sure. Those are some excellent points that you've made, and especially in regards to Marcia Squire. Joe, unfortunately, hasn't chimed in as far as here on our show, but I'm sure he'll give a speak on the matter. I'm actually open to that as far as when you're talking about her Marcia being pro BDS. I mean, she said some things she needs to answer for, ultimately. Mm-hmm. But if an answer for those things as far as, like, what was her deal with the independent run? Why were you helping Democrats when you were running independent? What made you all of a sudden go green? And you are right that she does fully support BDS. She was actually, like, one of the the beginning members back in 2016 to really be pushing BDS. Obviously, it's in the platform, but she was one to come out and actually put it out there, let everybody know, hey, Bernie doesn't support this, and then she made a flip. So we would just like her, a lot of the Greens that I've been in contact with, just want to know, where does she stand? Is she with us or isn't she? And as far as Jennifer, if she could clarify and answer these questions for Green, then we can calm down and eventually support our candidacy. But these things have to be addressed, or there will be division within the Green Party nationally. So I definitely respect your view, George. Very, 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 very well taken. And I'm sure our listening audience, they've known you for a while, so I'm sure they respect your view and take your view to heart as well, and move on your view too, because that actually kind of moved me when you said that about Marcia too. So I'm totally open to that. About out of time, brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, this is starting to get fun, but every time we're starting to have fun, time runs out. So I want to thank all you guys for listening in. It's been a pleasure. Hope you guys listen in to our next show. We'll probably do another one here Wednesday. But I definitely want to get out in front of these issues, especially with Billy Taylor, as well as our party and the co-opting that seems to be going on in Michigan. So everybody tune in to the Green News Network and all of our affiliates for any updates, and we will be definitely available to give that information to you. So if there's not anything, I'm not seeing. Well, I don't really have time to go through comments. So thanks again, you guys, for listening in. We will be in touch until we meet again at the appointed time. Well, have a good afternoon, everybody.
Later, I was trying for my job, and she left me well beyond surprised. And when I think it was settled, I stopped and spread it all over the goddamn internet. I came in contact with the Uber, and I asked her, hey, what's this? She said it to me, this is, she said, oh, I ain't no left on my trigger. Will you go to sleep?